Local alternative radio? Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download the Solid State Radio app on Google Play and the Apple iStore and take us everywhere, including the shitter.
There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Yo!
I've been working up a thirst cup. Work in the morning, well, I guess could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out.
Hey, hey!
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one says we're in charge. That's okay, I know where they are. In the pub, by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to get it for
hey,
the night.
Hey.
I got the reason to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh, start the fight and the fish be in the swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to get it for a night.
Hey,
I got three to drink with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knocker back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, drop ball always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't throw anybody away. When the boots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to get it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
I got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to get it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
I got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another reason drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another reason drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another reason drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Airhawk. I'm Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour. We are 6 days, 5 days away from 4th of July.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Going to be a party coming up. We're gonna be doing a special Sessions Marathon. Or I don't know if it's going to be Sessions Marathon or if it's going to be
Wings 103 Takeover.
Yeah, Wings 103 Takeover for the weekend following the 4th of July. And tonight, you got a gig over at Sessions or at the Sessions Concert Series at Cascadens Lounge, right? And who do you got over there?
Vlad's Skeletal Circus, Wisher, and Plethora. These are three bands that they have a stage show. So, like Plethora, they come in there, they look like Transformers, kind of almost, with like the headgear and everything else.
Okay.
And they have choreography, they have props. It's a show. It's an actual show. It's great.
Wow, that's good that they get real theatrical like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We are definitely going to need to hear from Father John tonight because I had an open house earlier today.
Okay.
And I'm cheap when it comes to greeting cards. I figure I'd rather save the money on the card and put that money in.
They're expensive.
Yeah, and put that money in the card for the guest.
A lot of those normal cards are getting to like almost like $10.
Yeah, $6, $7.
Yeah.
So I go to the dollar store. The problem is, in my path today, I couldn't find a dollar store, but I found a Dollar General. Now, here we are into July, mm-hmm. and I don't have kids. I don't have friends that have kids other than you, and it's like one, so I got 17 years to plan for it.
Yeah, right.
But apparently all the graduation cards go out in May in the retail shop.
Yep.
And so I stumble into this Dollar General, and I just walk in, and the lady goes, "Hi, welcome to Dollar General." And I'm like, "Thank you. greeting cards?" Aisle 8 across from the toys. Well, first of all, their signs are small because their store is small and their aisles are narrow.
Yes.
And as I'm walking, I'm like, all right, 6, 7, 8, toys, Barbie lunchbox, all right, greeting cards, I'm here. And I look and there's birthday cards and there's
sympathy all cards.
You know, there was bat mitzvah, bar mitzvah. There was, you know, wishing you well, wedding, shower for him, shower for her.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, where's the graduation? I see one slot with graduation cards, and it was one card.
Yeah.
All I had in my pocket was 20s, and I walk up there, and there's a self-scan, which I think is useless at Dollar General. And normally at Dollar General, there's like one or two people. This one, there was four people, and they were all stocking the shelves.
Yep.
And this was at 11:30 in the morning, you know. And so I knew there was a lot of people there, and I'm like, where is Miss Bubbly now? Because if I use... If I use the scan it yourself, I got to use a card. It doesn't have a currency exchange.
Right.
So I have to use a credit or debit card, and I want to change a 20 because I was going to put $25 in the card for the open house.
Right.
So I needed to get a 5 back. So then someone walks up, "Can I help you?" And it's not Miss Bubbly. And I'm like, all right, let's do this. You know, here we go. And in the meantime, a woman walked up behind me. She was clearly a woman. I presume Latino, you know, I don't know, Puerto Rican,
sure.
Whatever. She had black pants, a black shirt, and blackish gray hair.
Okay.
Miss Bubbly shows up from out of nowhere. She popped up like a whack-a-mole or a gopher out of a hole and says, "Sir, I can help you down here." And I turn around and look, and all I see is the woman behind me. And I said, I think she wants to help you. She says, she clearly said, "Sir." I said, "Thank you, ma'am. I'm already being helped, but you can help her." She goes, "Okay, I can help you down here." So she walks over. And the lady clearly was upset because she felt like the woman was calling her sir. And I'm like, I'm sure it was just a Freudian slip. She was looking at me and thinking about you. She sets her stuff on the counter. She rings up all of her stuff and she looks her right in the eye and says, "Sir, that'll be $12.49. And I look at the guy that's ringing me up, and he says, "Do you want a bag for this?" And I'm like, "No.
I just want to scoop this guy out of here.
I just want to leave right now." So I took my money, took my greeting card, and I just, that's why I kind of need Father John tonight, because there's so many things going through my head on the levels of, was that lady just being disrespectful? I mean, my mother said there's actually people out there that have a problem with facial recognition.
Uh-huh.
Like, they can be talking to someone, and that person will show them a picture of themselves, and they say, "Have you seen this person lately?" And they can say no, in all honesty, because they have an issue, and it's more common than what we think. So.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, I see our lights lighting up.
Yep. I wonder who that is. Let's check this out. Hello, South State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Hi, Father John.
I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to hell, Father, as hot as it's been the last couple of weeks.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That has been very hot. Oh, hell's way worse.
Oh, yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, there's no air conditioning there.
An ice cream truck doesn't drive by.
They sure as heck don't.
So we got 4th of July coming up next week, Father. What are you thinking?
The Independence Day?
Yes, Independence Day.
Yeah, I guess you probably didn't have that in Ireland, did you?
No, we sure didn't. That's pretty American. I don't know if you realize it.
I wonder if they celebrate that in England. They call it the "You didn't leave us, we left you" day.
That's right.
I broke up with you. That's how I remember it.
Yeah, it's not me. It's you.
Yeah, nice way to talk. So, listen, so I'm thinking we should do some kind of special music thing. What do you think?
Like how? Like what?
For Independence Day, Father?
For Independence Day.
Well, we've never done that before. What did you have in mind?
I don't really know. Why don't you come up with something? I thought you were the smart one over here.
Well, we could kind of change it up a little bit and maybe not have it so somber and depressing and Legion-like. We could, like, you know, maybe bring like a rock band in there, or like do like the Star Spangled Banner on electric guitar or something. We could call it Frock Rock.
That's not true. Sometimes, can you hit him on the head for me, Adam?
He's too far away.
Who was the guy that sang Sister Christian? Maybe we could do something like that.
Night Ranger?
Yeah. Are they still alive?
Yeah, they're still touring, too.
Holy smokes. What, you want to try to get a band to come tour through my church?
Yeah, it'll be like that movie with that black nun, Whoopi Goldberg.
Sister Act, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I want no rock band, for heaven's sake. But see, I thought you were going to, don't you do the music thing?
Well, we could. We get a bunch of bands called Godapalooza.
Loser, holy smoke.
Well, the thing is, Father, a lot of the bands that we play, they're maybe not just from Ireland. Some of them are from the UK. And I don't know how many bands we could get to perform for a day that we seceded from their country.
Well, I don't think they'd want to do it for us. I think it might be something if they, oh, no, that would be a bad idea.
I don't know.
We could probably figure something out. The Jokers that are scheduling the Bay City Music Festival up there can't seem to get their ducks in a row. They canceled tonight because of the weather. Three of the major bands and artists that they had posted to play all canceled out.
Well, this was a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, boy, you had me confused for a second. I'm thinking, wait, what happened now?
It happened again?
All my news runs together. I don't get as much time to review everything. And so by the time I see it, everybody's like, oh, that happened last week. What are you talking about? And I just can't keep up, Father, anymore.
Holy smokes. Does that mean you're getting old?
Well, I think at some point I already got there and I'm past that point. I just didn't recognize it when it happened.
I'm going to wonder if it has anything to do with that devil's juice.
It did a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, we definitely overdid it. I'm still feeling the wrath, I'll tell you, but our program director is having a big shindig on the weekend on the 6th after the 4th of July. So next weekend we'll be tied up, and you can have that night off. I think it's probably going to be all rock and roll that weekend. But we'll see what we can do. I mean, it's kind of short notice. You want to do something tomorrow morning for the 4th of July, because the 4th is on Thursday, so we won't really have service on that day. So we got to figure something out tonight to make it happen by tomorrow morning.
Bang, bang, boom. You'll figure it out. That's why I put it in your lap.
All right. Right after the show, we're going to hit up the local bars and see if we can see who's playing, and maybe we'll drag them in the morning.
Oh, my word. You're going to bring someone from a bar?
Well, short notice, Father. It calls for drastic action.
Well, you know, you are a little bit drastic anyway. So.
We do want to run those names by you, though. So you're not a fan of Godapalooza?
No, that sounds a little silly.
And you're not a fan of Frock Rock?
Not for sure of that, no.
How about Bumping with the Nuns?
If I could reach through this phone right now. Live, you're crazy.
Well, what's that Irish guy that sings Take Me to Church?
Hosier?
Yeah. Where's he at?
Probably in Ireland.
Well, it's a 20-hour flight, Father. We'll see what we can do. Anyway, we should let you get on, Father.
You know, you're probably right. I should probably get back to one of my sermons. And Joe, just something I thought maybe I'd throw at you and see if I could get it to stick to the wall.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we will definitely make something happen, and we'll make sure the whole parish is coughing up the money to fill the coffers, and that they all have a good time.
Well, that's what we're hoping for, a good time.
All right, Father. Well, you have a good night, and we will see you in the morning.
All right, you boys, you have a good night. See you tomorrow. May your music play well. Good
hey,
night.
Can you unlock the doors early in case we got to load in the equipment?
Well, I can unlock. Church doors are never locked.
Oh, maybe I got to pull instead of push. I don't know. All right, we'll see you in the morning, Father.
Good night.
We'll see ya.
He got rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with this death attack. But the devil I wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right, and he beat him in the eye. As soon as hit the river, I smell and the Satan smell. They followed ship around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family. He lost his job and had to join the king's. The gangplank up the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stayed to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the planks they drew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around.
Danny's on the corner and he's waiting all alone. Wants something more on the field and feels he hasn't got a hope. But over on the north side, it's all about to hit. No one realizes what's about to happen here. In familiar ways, about to drop a kid. Her woman's sipping gravy from an empty biscuit tin. The Brotherhood are gathered, their fate yet to appear. The citizens divided, all they want is to be heard. But there was Clark, James, Conley, Plunkett, and Pierce. Can't Mac Dunn, damn it, have no fear. Volunteers together, insurrection they believe. Could be the only answer all to hear our nation sing. This is a song. Yeah, together rise in unity. One man falls, unite and we shall be. This is a song of liberty. The casualties are mounting out inside the GPO. There was nothing left but rubble with the burning came to smoke. Kamehameha may be waiting to fade against the wall. Execute their empty body, all you did was free our souls. This is a song of liberty, yeah, together rising unity. One man falls, unite and we shall be. This is a song of liberty, a song of liberty, a song of liberty, a song of liberty. This is a song of liberty. Drink a porter from your comfy old chair. Don't forget the men and women, 'twas the blood for you they shed. Remember poor old Danny and Mary with her brood. Don't take the life for granted, it was all they ever knew. But there was Clark, James, Conley, Plunkett and Pierce. Can't Mac Dunn and Dermot had no fear. Volunteers together, surrender they believed. Could be the only answer all to hear our nation sing. This is a song of liberty, yeah, together rise in unity. One man falls, unite
shall be. Yeah, this is a song of liberty, together rising.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour.
Vlogging Molly.
6 days away from Independence Day, which don't mean a lot to you folks across the pond, but it does mean a lot to us. It means we're going to party and shoot off fireworks that are made in China. And I can commit to the fact that at least five country-style people are going to lose a digit. This weekend.
Yes. Yeah, that's just, it just happens.
Yeah, it's part of what we do. The more dangerous it gets every year.
I love fireworks, though. What do you like fireworks, don't you?
Yeah. I love the smell of them after they're done burning, in fact.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. Yeah, but, you know, right, they're already starting to post on social media about how much their dogs don't like fireworks, and it makes the dogs upset. And I'm a dog owner, and I get it. My dog doesn't like fireworks, but I've always been of the mindset, listen, if all 365 days of the year I got to put up with your dog barking at me, going through my garbage, waking me up barking all over the place, chasing me around, chasing my kids, I think one night a year you can put up with, old Sparky can put up a little bit of fireworks now and then.
I got news for you. Growing up, you know how we knew whether it was a good dog or not?
How?
We would take the dog out into the woods. We would take him off his leash.
Mm-hmm.
And we would all shoot a gun in the air, one right after another. If the dog took off running, we left. If the dog stood next to us, we knew it was a good dog, and we took it home and we kept it.
Yeah.
So if your dog is scared of boom, boom, it ain't a good dog anyway.
or just, we always seem to have deaf dogs.
That's right, exactly.
I remember fireworks were going off in my neighborhood growing up. I was like 7 years old or something like that. And my dad, I was like, I was all upset because all the, it was loud noises and I didn't like it. And my dad's like, you wouldn't last 5 minutes in Vietnam.
Yeah. You know, that's the whole thing.
No kidding. I'm seven, Dad.
They got cop dogs now and everything else. Well, look who just strolled in. We got Caleb. He's going to be joining you at the Sessions Concert Series tonight at 9, right? You're going down there to see them bands, or you got something else going on tonight, Caleb, on the Sessions Concert Series going on?
Cascade?
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight.
Oh, that's tonight.
After the show.
Okay.
Well, yeah. 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 So you ever had dogs as a kid? Is it gun shy?
I don't think so.
Do fireworks bother it?
I don't think so.
There you go.
Yeah, you got a good dog.
You got a good dog.
She is like a human, for real, in fur on four legs.
Seriously? Yeah. So she's like, don't Bogart that Roman candle, light one and put it in my mouth, rough, rough?
Yep, that's what she said. That's what she told me.
Yeah. So this is Caleb Nettles, Caleb Nathaniel Nettles. The one and only, and he actually, you debuted his new album a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
He was on my show last week, and he stopped by and dropped off a couple copies. We'll see about giving those out for Lapeer Days.
Outstanding.
Making people earn them, though.
You stopped by our booth last year at Lapeer Days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime I see you guys.
Sweet. Well, we like it.
We appreciate it.
Well, should we get back to her, Adam? What do we got coming up?
Some Dropkick Murphys.
Outstanding. Oh, I think we got a threefer, don't we?
We do.
Rose Tattoo, All You Phonies, and...
I'll never get drunk no more, but first, All You Phonies.
Right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Come on, you friends and workers, I tell a tale to you of how we built a union
I'll take this jug of drinking juice, I'll bust it on the wall. I'll stay sober the rest of my days, never touch the stuff at all. I'll never touch the stuff at all.
How many times you promised me you'd never drink that juice? Well, I've learned 5,000 times or more to trust you ain't no use. To trust you ain't no use.
I'll never get drunk no more, my love. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never walk into that barroom door. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never get drunk anymore. Oh, please, my dear, open up your heart and open up your gate. Open up your door so locked and barred. Please give me one more day. Please give me one more day.
10 million times you broke my heart. I wanna make love to my man.
I'll never get drunk no more, my love. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never walk into that barroom door. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never get drunk anymore. Oh, please, my dear, open up your heart and open up your gate.
Well, my doors are locked and you are barred. You ain't getting no more days.
You ain't getting no more days. I'll never get drunk no more, my love. I'll never get drunk no more. Walk into that barroom door. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never get drunk no more, my love. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never walk into that barroom door. I'll never get drunk no more. I'll never get drunk anymore.
Showing up, others are
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffney. It was a threefer from Dropkick Murphys, and we are not going to stop. We're going to be firing the music at you tonight. We got Gaelic Storm coming up right now with pina colada in a pint glass. Let us enjoy this hot weather with, I mean, basically a cocktail in a pub cup.
There you go.
Right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
She's working as a waitress in Dublin, filling up the tourists with beer, stashing away a little cash every day to buy a ticket to ride out of here. Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. No more rain for this Irish road. She's gonna go, where the palm trees grow. Sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. She's standing in the line at the chipper, waiting for her curry and peas. She's dying for some of that papaya and rum, and the kiss of a coconut breeze. Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. She bought a tongue bikini and a big straw hat. She's gonna go, and she's not coming back. She wants a piña colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. Sunday, but she's dreaming of a tropical night. Another 5 or 10 in her pocket, and then she'll be closer to the price of a flight. And every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. She plays Beach Boys records and she dances alone. And before she goes home, she pours a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. She wants a piña colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top, with a pink umbrella on top.
Johnny Tar. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you.
True.
I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Johnny walked into the castle bar looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses, I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints and knocking them back like candy, he was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy, Johnny Tarr.
And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you.
Sure,
I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Oh.
Johnny drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop, and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tarr. If you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you.
So
I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't trust a
person like me. Tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story, wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the 5 Cork women had to bury Johnny Tarr. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishop's Town. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts to rain and the thunder rolls loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and die.
Well, we finally got him out the door and popped him against the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He phoned the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea.
So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and drive.
We lived and died. We went in to drown our sorrows, and we left the corpse outside. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his ball, he had in a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr.
So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pride. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pride. In the big pub. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. Well, Billy Valley was a butcher boy, he rode a butcher's bike down Dublin's dirty back streets at the dawning of daylight. He loved a girl named Lucy, Lucy loved another lad, a soldier tall and handsome, this made young Billy sad. One day a circus came to town, it had a dancing bear. Well, Billy had to go, for he knew she would be there. The second he rode up, he knew that something was awry. The crowd was all a gallop yelling, run before you die. Now the bear was mad with hunger and had broke free from his chain. He had rampaged through the big top when all at once he came across the poor young Lucy, falling curled up on the ground. The soldier boy was hiding, he was nowhere to be found. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. Sing. Now Billy heard her screams and knew at once what he must do. He took off on his trusty bike and to her aid he flew. He cycled right up to the bear and he threw a piece of meat. The bear spun right around and he caught that beefy treat. He scarfed it down in just one bite and looked up for some more. Round him circled Billy, trailing sausage on the floor. Just out of reach he kept him as he lured the beast away. The bear had got a taste, now brave young Billy was his prey. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. Times around the tent, the creature had to stop. He rested and he thought, then he began to skip and hop. He danced a polka and a waltz to everyone's delight. The crowd began to clap and cheer at such a wondrous sight. Billy tossed the bear a lamb chop, then a mighty T-bone steak. The dancing just got faster and the ground began to shake. He swallowed whole two turkeys, strings of sausages galore. Then fully gently lay down and began to loudly snore. Well, the crowd went wild with pleasure as to our hero Lucy ran. She forgot the soldier boy, now brave young Billy was her man. Now the moral of the story is, if you want to win your Lucy, you better have a trusty bike and a sausage plump and juicy. A sausage plump and juicy. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, now he never whistles every day. Every day he sings a la da little day dum da little da. And every day he sings la la da little day dum da little da. You've got chicken wings and chicken wings, liver, tongue or tail. Brisket, neck or chow, partridge, duck and turkey, pheasant, guinea fowl. Ribeye, round or sirloin, topside, rump or flank, bison, goat, London broil, porterhouse or shank, black pudding, bacon, rasher,
chicken feet, haggis, ham and sweetbread. There's every kind of meat. You've got shoulder, mutton, rabbit, a rack of lamb or chops, veal, venison, tripe, and kidney, heart or hot.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney, and that about does it for the Blarney Hour. And we are going to get skedaddling out of here. That was A Bear and the Butcher Boy. We had four songs by Gaelic Storm. But we are going to rush down to Cascadon's Lounge, where Adam has to put together the Sessions Concert Series. He's got three great bands. Who you got down there, Adam?
Vlad's Skeletal Circus, Plethora, and Wisher.
All right, so we're going to get right into that. We got to pay some bills first. And I will be talking to you in a couple weeks, folks. Good night, everybody.